Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, we had a record contract here in the NHL. Kirill Kaprizov just signed an NHL record $136 million extension. And that is the highest in NHL history in terms of total money and average annual value at $17 million.
Yeah.
If that number sounds low to you, we did a little research here at the headline desk. That would not put him in the top 100 of NBA players.
No.
He would be paid in between Keldon Johnson, who makes 17.5, and Grayson Allen, who makes 16.8. He would fall in between the two of those. Yeah. He'd be ranked number 101.
I got to tell you, man, basketball money, all the other sports go, look, we'd like to negotiate with you. Will you please not look at the NBA salaries, please?
Some of these contracts, I mean, these are horrible, man. Like, you look at some of these names that are on here, like, the numbers that are right around what this guy's going to make, like, Lou Dort makes more than him, Zach Collins, Andrew Nembhard, Zubats, Caruso.
Did you see what they said in the next 10 years?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be... Yes.
The next 10 years, NBA players will have $100 million salaries per year. $100 million a year. They're going into 60s now, right?
Now, you know who the highest paid player is next year?
No.
This year, I guess I should say. The season starts soon. Steph Curry, 59.6 he's going to make.
Wow.
2026, he will make 63.
Wow.
By the way, you know who clocks in at number 8 on this list?
No.
Your old friend Jimmy Butler. He's going to make, Joe, $54 million this season, almost 57.
That's fine, as long as he doesn't have to be the man. If he can be the second or third fiddle, he's very happy. Okay. He's got joy.
Damian Lillard's on this thing at 9, by the way. Boy, they paid him a lot of money to go away.
Boy, can you imagine the thank you when he found out he can move back to Portland? He didn't finish it up with Portland, too.
You would think. I mean, it's he's set financially, I would think.
No, I think. Didn't he sign with him?
He is set financially, regardless.
He was set before.
Yeah, the Bucks gave him a lot of money. They said, here, take it and go. Speaking of a lot of money,
he was a
hell
of a player, though. He was a hell of a player.
This is a really cool item that is coming up for sale here. I guess probably should be in a museum. Babe Ruth's true rookie card is going up to auction here, Joe, for the second time in less than 2 years. Babe Ruth's most valuable baseball card will hit the auction block.
That's got to be number one. That's got to be 7-8 million.
Yeah, 7 million is right. 1914 Baltimore News Babe Ruth. It is considered by many to be the true rookie card for Babe Ruth here. This is really cool. Two versions of the card were issued, one in red, one in blue. The one for sale at Heritage here is the red version. Just 10 copies have been graded. This one is graded an SGC-3. Only one is graded higher than that.
You know, it's amazing who in the hell kept these cards after all these years and kept them in good enough shape. Not only had them somewhere, but they were kept in good enough shape to get millions of dollars.
Yeah. That's such a cool thing, though. Like, again, I something like this should be in a museum. My opinion, but
gosh, crazy. You're right.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
If only you had the vision, Joe.
Oh, me?
When you were a young boy in
tell
the
my dad,
early
I said, 1900s. Dad, you know, you're trying to find things to talk about with a 91-year-old dad when you go home. And I'm like, hey, Dad, you ever think about some of those cards you might have had as a kid? And why the hell did you get rid of mine? I'm no spring chicken either.
They must have had so many of those things floating around back then, too.
Crazy.
And here's another one for you, Joe. Once purchased for $10,000, Kobe Bryant's first number 24 jersey just sold for almost $900,000.
Where's all this Kobe stuff coming from? Like, it's amazing. And how often do we seem like we're getting something from Kobe or some of these other guys, and it's the first one?
Yeah, I don't know where all this stuff. Yeah, it's a great question. I guess like someone bought this one initially, and I guess they just hold on to it. It says Upper Deck it's Upper Deck Authenticated, which was in contract with Bryant at the time. Sold the first number 24 jersey for $10,875 on eBay within 2 weeks of the game.
Wow!
And these things again, they've just like exploded in value. So, who would have known? But
wow.
See if we had the vision. Only 11 grand.
Why do you tease me with these stories?
I know.
Why?
These people.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are lottery winners, though. I mean, essentially, right? Like,
yeah. Never thought, I mean, if you wanted some, you wore a guy's jersey or something, but nobody ever thought of getting it signed,
game use,
putting it away. And
yeah.
I don't remember anybody as a kid going, oh, I'm not playing with my cards. You're a dumbass here. Mine I'm keeping. Someday, this is going to be retirement money. Nobody ever said that.
Yeah, and Kobe's stuff would have obviously been worth a lot of money regardless, but
yeah.
I think him passing clearly, you know, ups the the rarity and value of his stuff.
But you remember there was a time, and I'm not bringing this up, but it's been a while, Kobe wasn't the most popular guy in the league with a lot of players. Went to private school and came overseas and came back here. And a lot of people weren't feeling Kobe for a long time. You remember those days?
I definitely remember those days, and I don't think Kobe would have done so well in this friendly league today. Because Kobe wanted to kill everyone.
No, he was closer to Michael Jordan, yes.
Yeah, he would not have been for this Disney-friendly league
makeup,
that we got right
his
now.
His makeup was MJ, yes. Yeah. They wanted to beat your brains in.
I don't know that there's a comp to Kobe right now, as far as guys that just go out and just want to destroy you and just take your soul. Like Kobe just wanted it all, man.
Did you think MJ was at a different level too?
MJ too. Absolutely.
When I saw the way he practiced with his guys in those documentaries, I went, holy smokes.
Well, that's why Kobe is a good comp to MJ in personality wise, right? Like their games were similar to some extent too.
I've lost track of who was close with the LeBron and MJ and Kobe.
I know, but MJ and Kobe must have been close because MJ spoke it. His thing at the arena there and was pretty choked up.
Yeah.
But I don't know that there's a player that like you could, who would be the comp as far as like right now in the NBA that's just like that just doesn't care. He's just a killer.
Mm. That's a tough one.
Draymond Green. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Can't tell you.
Draymond Green just hurts people and doesn't care, but that's a little different, I guess.
Yeah. Put Draymond in there. Draymond, got a few Draymond kind of guys out there. Get after you, get kicked out of games, and we'll, you know, apologize later, justify what they do.
Hmm.
Anyway, yeah. All right.
Really quick, one more for you here, Joe. The Simpsons movie will return for a sequel after 20 years since the original came out. I don't know if you care about this, but...
No.
Simpsons are very popular. People like The Simpsons. I believe they're still running. I think they're still putting new episodes out there, so they've been very popular for a long time.
What are you watching on Netflix right now?
What am I watching on Netflix right now? I'm not watching anything on Netflix, to be honest.
You know, I did. I'm watching. It's been a while.
What are you watching?
I'm watching Narcos again.
Really?
Just finished up Colombia and the Cali cartel. Now we're back to Mexico.
I wish I had the time to...
I know, I'm in a different place you are, Woody, I'm in a different time. There's
you know what I've been watching? If I ever get any free time, I've been watching Bar Rescue. I like that show.
Okay.
You ever watch that?
Yes, it's a good show.
I do like that
show. I do like that show.
It's kind of mindless. And You know, I always watch that show and I always wonder why someone would buy a bar. It just looks so hard.
Yes. You and I be giving away drinks for free, working crazy hours. All the women our life would leave us because, first of all, you put me in that environment, it would be a disaster.
Yeah.
Honey, where are you staying tonight?
The bar.
Bar life's not good to me.
I just like, if you're going to open up a bar, like, wouldn't you show people that show?
You know,
like, just watch a few episodes of this and see how many families have been destroyed.
Woody, certain guys need to keep themselves out of certain environments. And I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. I need to stay out of when guys are like going, hey, we're going to do this tonight. And I'm like, and occasionally it happens still, even at this age. And I go, nah, come on, man. I go, nah, I've had a few drinks. It's not, no. Well,
it's also because you've been banned.
It's just.
You don't make the rules.
I got baby demons. They're mostly gone now, but their children are still popping up on my shoulders occasionally. I don't want to be that guy, man.
I think you'd be a great bar owner, but. I'm sorry.
You know what?
I think you'd be a great bar owner because people would like you, but I don't think you'd be very profitable.
No, I give everything away.
Yeah. You'd be very generous.
I wasn't a very good role model to my children, so I'm trying with my grandchildren and hope I don't get bad mouth, so I got a shot with them.
Why don't you open up the bar? You could pass it along to them.
By the way, it's just embarrassing I had to say that on the radio. I can't believe I just said it. Okay. Yeah. I like a lot of do-overs, but they're not going to happen, so I just live with the Catholic guilt. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up, and you know what that means. Kyle Krabs, the host of Locked On Fence podcast and A to Z Sports, going to join us, who helps us break down things, the good and the bad with the Miami Dolphins after their win and going forward. We'll talk to him about everything. And then
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.